After another 30 minutes, only 2 kites remained, and I was still flying. It seemed I could hardly make a wrong move, as if every gust of wind blew in my favour. I'd never felt so in command. It felt intoxicating. What had seemed like a laughable dream that morning had suddenly become reality. I didn't dare take my eyes off the sky. The tension in the air was as taut as the string in my hands. People were stomping their feet, clapping and whistling, but all I heard, all I willed myself to hear, was the thudding of blood in my head. All I saw was the blue kite. All I smelled was victory, salvation, redemption. If there was a God, he'd let me win. I didn't know what the other guy was playing for, maybe just bragging rights, but this was my one chance to become someone who was looked at, not seen, listened to, not heard. If there was a God, he'd guide the winds, let them blow for me, so that with the tug of my string I'd cut loose my pain, my longing. And suddenly, just like that, hope had become knowledge. I was going to win. It was just a matter of when.